Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Doug Stevenson, creator of the Story Theatre Method. Doug, for 16 years now at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Doug, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, my business is called Story Theatre International. And for the last 25 years, I've been getting on planes and flying all over the world, delivering keynotes and trainings and doing executive coaching and TED coaching on the area of storytelling in business, strategic storytelling for a business purpose. In other words, you're going to come into a meeting, you're going to give a speech at an annual meeting, an all hands on deck meeting, or you're leading a meeting, or you've got to give a brief. They're turning to you and saying, okay, Joanne, go ahead, you know, tell us what you got. And you have a period of time where the focus turns to you and you've got an opportunity to make a positive and lasting impression. And you can either do a data dump and just like be boring and just do what they expect you to do, which is not going to get you anywhere. Or you can do something unexpected. You can start with a story. Stories create context for content. And I'm all about the best business practice of engagement, of inspiration. How do you, as a leader, inspire people to buy into what you want them to buy into, to understand why this change needs to be made, to understand why we need to sell more, how we need to sell more, what we need to do to position our product better? In other words, how can I create context with a story? How can I set up my content so that I grab their attention? And then I hold their attention with the story. Now, the story might have nothing to do with the business. It might be a story about going to Hawaii or making Thanksgiving dinner or watching your daughter play soccer and the team and how it all worked together. The story is quite often a detour. It's a personal story, something from your life that seemingly has nothing to do with the business at hand. And yet, through the craft of the Story Theater Method, the right story that makes the right point for the right situation, being able to understand how do you choose that story, craft that story with my 9 steps of story structure template. How do you brand the lesson of that story with what I call a phrase that pays? This technology, this storytelling technology, allows you to be very strategic, to grab their attention with this story that confuses them, that actually causes them to wonder, where are you going with this? Why are you telling me this story about going to Hawaii? What has that got to do with raising our sales 10%? But you know, as someone who has chosen a story and crafted the story strategically, it's going to come around. And at the end of the story, you're going to tie it back to that business point, to what you're there to talk about. And people are going to sit back and go, oh, that was good. That was good. You got me. But the lesson, the message is a principle. Now, I've got lots of stories that I've developed over the years. The people that I work with have these amazing personal stories. The challenge is, what's the point? So as I'm talking about this today, I want you to be thinking about, what are the lessons that I want to teach? What are the points that I want to make in a presentation? What am I trying to get across? And how can I get that point across with a story from my life where I learned the lesson that I want to teach? So you start with that story, you start with that point in mind, and then you find the story and then you craft it together and you put it together with a phrase that pays, like, look for the limo. Now, you know my look for the limo story about, you know, flying into a booking, a keynote, an after dinner keynote on the same day. And I decided I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to fly in the same day, which you know that's a bad idea. You know that's a terrible idea. Airports go crazy. Planes go crazy. Weather happens. Well, I decided to fly in the same day. And I got delayed in Chicago with connecting flight, and I couldn't get out, and I couldn't get out. And it's like, I'm looking at my clock. It's like, time is running out. I got to get there. I'm supposed to give an after-dinner keynote speech, and am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? And I'm all stressed, and I'm freaking out, and I'm in the back of the plane. I can't get off. There's no time to get out to the curb. I got to catch the shuttle bus because the taxis are gone, and I missed the shuttle bus. And there I am at the curb, and I'm freaking out. It's like, that's it. I'm gonna miss it. I'm gonna miss my opportunity. She's gonna be so angry at me that I flew in the same day and I didn't make it on time. And I look around, and there's no taxis, and there's no shuttle bus, and there's only one option, and it's sitting right in front of me. And it's a long, wide stretch limo. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not a limo guy. I'm a shuttle bus guy. I'm a taxi guy. I'm not a limo guy. But I look at this limo and I think, what do I teach in my keynote about the positive power of change? Seize the moment. That's it. Change represents an opportunity for something better to take place in your life. Well, this must represent an opportunity. So I look at the limo driver, and he's standing there with the trunk, and there's the trunk is open. There's nobody there. And I say, are you having a chance going to Overland Park, Kansas, where I'm going? I got to give a speech tonight. And I just looked around. There's no taxis. I missed the shuttle bus. Can you give me a ride? And he looks at me and he takes a deep breath and he says, you know what? This might be your lucky day. I'm thinking, why is it my lucky day? And he says, the guy I was supposed to give a ride to, his flight got canceled. I was just talking to the office and they said, come on, just deadhead back. So I was just going to deadhead back, but I guess I could give you a ride. You got 20 bucks. I'm like, do I have 20 bucks? If I can give you 20 bucks, can I get there on time? He says, hop in the back. So we're riding along to this you know, hotel. And he says, you know, man, if you had caught that shuttle bus that you were so anxious to catch, that shuttle bus has 8 hotels on its route. Yours is number 7. You would have been late. You would have never made it on time. But since you got a ride with me, I can get you there on time because I know a better route and I can go direct. So the next time you come to the airport, man, don't look for the shuttle. Don't look for the taxi. Look for the limo. And all of a sudden, look for the limo becomes this catchphrase for when things don't work out the way you think they're supposed to work out, look for the limo. There's a better solution if you look for the better solution, if you look for the limo. So my business, and I work with executives and leaders and sales teams and management teams and HR teams, I mean, all over the world for the last 25 years, even though I'm now retired from the road. And I still do executive coaching and I do TED coaching and I do individual coaching with people who have a big speech coming up. And they say, Doug, I got to nail this one. This is a big deal. This speech is a big deal. Or this is my TED talk and I want to nail it. And so I work with them through Zoom virtually. And we choose the story and we craft the story and we find that phrase that pays, that look for the limo that's going to stick and be memorable. And we work on that. We put it all together. And at the end of the day, people come back and go, I need to be a better storyteller. That's what I do.
That's brilliant. Well, Doug, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become very popular, I just wanted to thank you for your very practical, very clear way of how you help people and organizations be their best. And I really, really do appreciate you making the time today. And just as a message out to viewers and to listeners, just as a reminder to keep your eye on our website at newleaftd.com. Look for the events tab, and on there you'll see regular free webinars that we offer on a multitude of subjects. So, Doug, I know you're in Arizona at the moment. I'm, as you know, over in California. Could I offer you a virtual high five? Thank you, Doug.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.